I have a friend who's facing some pretty serious health issues. It started several months ago with lower back pain that just kept getting worse and worse. Medical professionals couldn't figure out what was wrong. They determined it wasn't a work injury. He was in and out of the hospital because of the pain. He couldn't work. The treatments, the therapy, the MRIs, the x-rays, none of it seemed to reveal what was going on. It hurt to move. It hurt to lie down. He couldn't eat, and he couldn't sleep. He was exhausted and at his wit's end. Now, my friend is admittedly not a religious man, but one night as he lay in bed, feeling desperate, expecting another sleepless night, feeling isolated and helpless, not knowing if he could go on, he pleaded for relief. He soon fell asleep, and he had a dream. In his dream, someone touched him on the shoulder and said, "If it is your will, please heal him." The pain and distress faded, and he was surrounded in his dream by intense white light. The only way he could describe it was a feeling of pure love. When he woke up in the morning, he felt refreshed and renewed, but the pain was still there. But he had renewed hope and confidence that whatever happened, he would be okay. He was not alone. Not too long after, additional tests and scans revealed the source of his situation. He had cancer, and it had spread to his spine. He's had surgery and faces a long road ahead, but the powerful experience of that dream continues to give him hope, and dare I say, a renewed faith. When Jesus reached out to the leper in our gospel today, he did more than restore the man's health. He restored his soul. He returned him to life. People with any kind of visible skin ailments at the time were considered to be possibly contagious with leprosy. They were isolated from the rest of the community. They had to stay on the outskirts, as we heard in our first reading from the book of Leviticus. And that external condition was a sign that there was something fundamentally wrong with them inside as well. Nobody could touch them because if they did, they would become unclean too. Lepers were visibly different. They were frightening, and they were perceived as threats to the community. So imagine the gasps from the crowd when a leper approached them and approached Jesus, calling out as he was supposed to do, "Unclean, unclean." The leper came and knelt before Jesus, and all he asked was to be made clean. The man's condition and desperate situation were obvious to Jesus. He was moved with pity. And that word that is translated as pity is not just feeling sorry for someone. It's a deep, gut-wrenching compassion, a feeling that you can literally feel what the other person is experiencing. And Jesus responded in love. He touched the man, healing the condition that made him an outcast and giving him the ability to be restored to the community. Jesus restores the man's health and restores the man to life. So what does this mean for us? Well, first, healing and restoration are available to all of us. That's the good news. But we need to reach out for it. Christ can only touch and heal what we bring before him. My friend and the leper reached out in an intolerable level of pain with their situations. They admitted that they couldn't do it alone, and they laid themselves bare before God in honest humility. Jesus did this himself before the night before he died in the Garden of Gethsemane. He cried out to God, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Sometimes the best prayer we can make is, "I don't know what to do, but I know I can't do it alone." So reach out for healing and restoration. Second, we need to be open to Christ's touch and healing. Quite often, the peace of Christ's touch is all we need. The confidence that we are not alone, that we're not going through whatever it is by ourselves. I'm sure my friend would have liked to have been cured and relieved of his pain immediately, like the leper in the gospel. Yet, he was open to being touched, and he was changed. And the love and hope he now has is sustaining him as he begins this long road of treatment, which has already relieved his pain, and who knows, we hope that it will lead to complete healing. So reach out for healing and be ready to receive it. Finally, we're called to share the good news. The former leper went around the whole area proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, even though Jesus told him to keep it on the down low. It's like the hymn, "Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?" If we have recognized and felt Christ's healing touch, we can in turn share that healing touch with each other. Early in his pontificate, Pope Francis said that the church is at its best as a field hospital, with doors that are open to the wounded and people that are ready to share the healing words and touch of Christ. So reach out for healing, be ready to receive it, and be ready to share it with others. As we approach the season of Lent this week, this might be a great opportunity to reflect on the leprosies that we carry. What leprosies do we bring with us to this Mass today? What situations and conditions weigh us down and make our hearts heavy? What do we feel powerless to handle on our own? Do we feel isolated, alone, and separated? Are we ready to lay these things before the Lord so he can reach out and touch us and restore us? What distractions and false idols, worries and addictions keep us from being the people God made us to be? What can we strip away with our fasting so God can change us and restore us? And who are the lepers in our lives? Who is an outcast to us? Who's separated and struggling and desperate for connection? How can we be the doctors and nurses in the field hospital of the church? Jesus is there, ready for us to reach out and ask for his healing touch. Are we ready to be restored?